نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا إن ناشئة الليل هي أشد وطئا وأقوم قيلا إن لك في النهار سبحا طويلا واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا صدق الله العظيم لكل شيء سقالة سقالة القلوب ذكر الله كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah. We all are chosen people from Almighty Allah, who has given us the time and ability to gather in His name. If we are gathering only with this pure intention, then inshallah, this reward will continue till the day of the judgment and it will carry on in the paradise as well. So what our mashayikh says, that's when we use the word in Urdu Sathi and in English we will translate to companion. This companionship to each other is not a momentary companionship, it's a permanent companionship. When we join each other, we are joining in a greater cause which will never diminish, inshallah. So the most important thing is anything we do in our life, we must have a mental clarity for that. Otherwise we cannot perform this, forget about the best, to the required level even. Suppose I am an engineer. I have studied chemical engineering years in the college, but when I joined an industry, still I have to go through the refresher course according to that industry, because I worked in fertilizer industry, so I am studying part of it is fertilizer. Same way, the person who becomes doctor, he is not knowing whether he is going to pathologist, whether he is going to become orthopedic, so he is knowing part of it. And throughout his life, he will keep on refreshing his knowledge. If he doesn't refresh, he cannot remain in that profession. Same is the case for all the professions. I am just giving you the minor examples. Again, for Deen also is the foremost and far important than the worldly matters, because whatever we learn, half of life we spent in studying. And if we are living this life, maybe half of other life we spend in the profession and then we retire and so on. But whatever we study, whatever we earn, this will stay here only. Nothing is going to go with us. But whatever we learn from Deen or from the religion or from the matters which are related to Akhirah, they are everlasting. And when you try for the everlasting, that Allah is already promising in Quran and Ahadith Qudsiya, they are evident on it, that Allah has already taken responsibility of earning our bread. It is not our responsibility, which we think, first of all, we should eliminate this from our mind, that Allah has created us for just earning the bread or just moving around or just for the sightseeing. Allah has already narrated very clearly in Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ. Out of this all makhluk which Allah has created, the number of that is not known to us, maybe in thousands, maybe in millions, Allah only knows. Out of these two creatures, one is jinn and one is insan, these two creatures are made by Allah only to make ibadah. Again, jinn is such a creation which cannot have the tahammul of zikrullah. It cannot have the bearing of this zikrullah. This bearing is also given as a gift to insan. So What basically we have to understand that what is our purpose of the life? The purpose of the life is to remain on the iman and secure this iman until the last breath. Now there are many ways and means we see in front of us. One very prominent way and mean is the education. Like we have madaris in each country, alhamdulillah, and they have the institutions which are teaching deen, which are teaching religion, which is teaching Quran, tafsir and ahadith. So from that you get the value of your deeds, that what is the actual value and weightage of it. If you are saying subhanallah bihamdihi one time in hadith mubarak, it comes the reward is one tree in Jannah, which is not a minor thing. It's saying for one time only. If you are saying Tawbah, what is the advantage? At-Taibun Zambi Kaman La Zambala. The man who is apologizing from Allah for his sins, he is like a person who has never done the sin. Allah is so kind. At-Taibu Habibur Rahman. The man who is making Tawbah, he is seeking forgiveness from Allah. He is loved by Allah. Allah loves him. Allah loves that you ask forgiveness from him. So such things we come to know when we learn deen. And if we are unable to join the Islamic institutions, we should learn at least minimum by staying few hours with the scholars which are available in our area. Or if we cannot do that, so our Mashayikh are telling these two books are available. One is from Mufti Kifayatullah Dehlvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Ta'limul Islam. Four Ajza is there, which is giving the basic faith and concept. And the second is Ad-Din Wal Sharia. It is from Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah. These are very small books just to know what is our faith. If our Aqeedah is correct, our faith is correct, then the building whatever we are constructing is useful, meaningful. Otherwise, it may get distracted and drifted. Then second thing comes Amal. For learning Amal, we have to learn from Ulama, from scholars. And then this, then both things are available. Then other thing is also very prominent and you see, which is Tabligh. And we have the Marakez centers available in each town, in each country. And from where what we learned is how to execute this Amal in our lives and others' lives. Now this all things which I mentioned in front of you, these are the requirements and prerequisites. But for what? Allah says in Quran, Aqim as-salat al-zikri. You maintain salah for my zikr. This salah is the requirement. And the end result is zikr. And now what is happening? We know about tabligh, we know about talim, and this zikr is unknown to us. For the unknown, we are trying to travel and to convey that message that when something is unknown, when something is rare in our atmosphere, then it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Then we have to be in search of it. Like our Mashayikh has written in their book, if today the diamond is a rare commodity, not available anywhere in the world, whether people will deny it, is diamond is not there. They will be in search of it. And if it is found, it will be sold at any cost, whatever the person who is in possession desires. Same way, if today gold or other jewels which are very precious become rare in the world, whether people will deny that there is no jewels and there is no gold? No. They will in search of it more. The same way, this path of Sufia, because stolen by those people who are running after dunya only, who are running after earning bread through this. You go to Pakistan, you go to India, you go to Arab countries, everywhere is the same story. That's why general educated people like you, me, think this all tasawwuf, all this path to Sufia is bogus. Why? Because 99% people are only trying to steal your faith. in the name of tasawwuf. They don't know what is tasawwuf at all. Like you people who live in Pakistan, they know this Shah Mahmud Qureshi. His father was also like a sheikh. He himself is also a sheikh. And these people are running politics. And millions of people are following them. And when they come, because I belong to the same town, when they come from the railway station, they are coming barefooted. They have so much belief in this fellow. Same way this Peer of Pagada, Peer of Dawal Sharif, and so on. And same story is in Egypt, same story is in Lebanon, same story is in Syria. It is not specific in our countries, because I have come across my Arab brethren. They also tell the same story. It is happening the same way. So when so much fraud is there, so much bluff is there, in between the finding the truth is very, very difficult. So that's why mostly people simply deny it. It's not existing. But my friends, this is existing, and our search should be on base of Sharia only. If any sheikh claims anything, if it is in the ambit of Sharia, it will be accepted. If it is out of ambit of Sharia, it is not accepted, it is rejected. And clearly stated by our mashayikh is, the first and foremost thing is Sharia, because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whole of his holy life has spent for Sharia. And whatever he did in his life is mandatory for everyone to do. So no one is making any escape. But these people whom I mentioned, they say, you make zikr, that's enough. No need of prayers. No need of doing anything. You have come to mashayikh, that's enough. From here you can differentiate from the real and unreal, from the truthful and the liars. How you will identify? You will identify that who is following the right path. And same thing is subjected to everything. Whatever he says, if it is according to Sharia, according to Nasus al-Qurani, according to Nasus al-Ahadith, you accept it. If it is not, you don't accept it. This way, whenever I visit my brothers, I like to invite them to understand first through Quran and Hadith, which our Mashayikh has already written the books, and we don't have the time to read it. So we are at your service to do that. In Quran, more than 200 places Allah has narrated about Zikrullah. The phrase is used is Amar, by order. It is not optional. See, tabligh is farz kafaya. If someone is doing out of this group, the other people may be forgiven. It's like Salatul Janaza. But this Zikrullah is not optional, that you do and I may not do. This is for everyone and is mandatory. This is why when Hazrat Ilyas rahmatullah alayh, 100 years back, when he started this Jama'at Da'watul Tabligh, he was sending all the people to whom, after giving them the basic teachings and basic understanding about Tabligh, either to Hazrat Rayapuri rahmatullah alayh or to other mashayikh. And you see, the Shaykhul Hadith Hazrat Zakariya rahmatullah alayh was written Fazalul Amal. He himself was Shaykh, and his khulafa is still available. Number of the people are there. But now what has happened specifically in Pakistan, there is a group of people, and that too from scholars, who have no belief in Hayatul Anbiya and Hayatul Barzakhi. So when they don't have belief in this, how they will believe in Tasawwuf? That belief is drifted, because it is all based on spiritual life. When they don't believe in spirit, then what they will teach to the people? And they have infiltrated slowly and steadily into Tabligh. So whenever you go, I faced this in UAE, I faced in Pakistan, because they are not at all accepting it, what we do. And I wonder, when I am quoting their own books, it is you see the Babu Zikr in your Fazailul Amal, you say, who is this? Then they wonder how this man knows about Fazailul Amal. When, because we are from this path only. Because we are not denying Tabligh at all. Because we say this is the something which is making our Zahir. And Zahir is also very important. You can, a Muslim is coming, he should appear that he is Muslim. We cannot say that appearance is least important. It's equally important. But appearance alone, if one is making, and inner he is not cleaning, then it alone will not work. You go to your office well dressed, having good tie, good coat, good pant, but you are not delivering your job. Then your boss or your office will not accept you. Only by your good looking or your good dress, the office holders will accept if you are doing the job. On the other hand, if you are doing the job well, but still you are not well dressed, they will ask you, you must be well dressed. So these both things are hand in hand. These both are asked for. Means our appearance is also important. Doing the amal is equally important. And the base for the amal is stated in the first hadith of Bukhari, Al-Amalu bin Niyat. لِكُلِّ إِمْرِي مُنَوَى. And if you read this hadith completely, the meaning is that one Sahabi has traveled from Makkah Muazzama to Medina Munawwara for marrying some lady, which is mubah, allowed. It's not something which is disallowed. And why this hadith is narrated? This hadith is narrated if he has traveled for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah, then this hijrah is, then traveling is for the Allah and Rasulullah. But if he has traveled for some lady, then this traveling is for that lady only. So this is why whenever we do something, when we come to any gathering, first of all we should make our intentions very clear and clean, purify it. Because we are traveling if just to see each other in the name of Allah, it is good. If we are traveling that we are going to learn zikrullah, it is very good. If the intention is, I'll go to Canberra, I'll do this embassy job as well, and I will buy something from there, it's okay. But our intention is divided now. Which intention is superseding? So before doing it, we have to make our niyyah pure and khalis. And this tasawwuf is teaching that how this khulus comes into the heart. And the example is very simple, that if we are doing anything and our intention is not good, then it is not accepted in this world itself. How come about in the court of Allah, how it will be accepted? This is the Allah is looking into niyyah. Because this once to our Shaykh, one person has asked that one man is very pious, you have not appointed him as successor. Another man is just ordinary man, and you have appointed him as a successor. And I was really wondering how brave that person was to ask the question, because it was his choice that he just chosen on some basis. But our Shaykh is very kind and very polite and very humble. He has answered quietly, but Allah yanzuru ila qulub. Allah is looking at your qulub only. The answer is hidden in this, that what you know about the qulub. The same quotation our other Shaykh Hazrat Bunyad Hussain Shah Sahib has given in 1984. He says, I went for Hajj and I was sitting in Kaabatul Musharrafah, and some mutawwa, people having knowledge about the deen and having this beard also, looking at ordinary Arab brethren, they are coming, and as we see in all the countries like that, people will come, just pray, qiyam they are not making properly, ruku they are not making properly, sujood they are not making properly, and just leaving. So they were very much unhappy. They say, shu haza haram haza ma fi khushu fi salah. What is this? This is haram, and this is no concentration in the salah, no fear in the salah. Then our Shaykh says, I politely answered them, but this khushu is the fail of qalb. This khushu comes from qalb. So unless you don't work on your qalb, you don't work on your heart, unless it is not clean, the intentions are not going to clean. Intentions are initiating from here. This is why it is said very clearly wherever you see, that the basis are from here. There is a hadith from Rasulullah that he has put his hand toward the Sahabi and said, Taqwa hahuna. Taqwa is inside this. And this heart is not a minor thing. This is the greatest reward from Allah which He has rewarded us. And stated in Quran, what is the quality of the heart? يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَعْلُومَ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On the day of judgment, nothing will benefit. We say, my mal, my wealth, it will not work. It will be left between our successors. They will fight for it and they will not bother whether you are buried or not. Then comes Banun, because we mostly people everywhere believe more in the sons. This my son will earn and he will do this. And now you are seeing the mostly sons are drifting. Daughters may look after you in your old age, sons may not. Very rare people are lucky whose sons are very obedient and they are looking after their parents. And now the worldly life is like that. Forget about it. Even then they are obedient. They cannot go with us in the grave. They will be away. And now ourselves are going. Allah is not going to question, who is your father? Who is your son? Whose daughter you are? Or whose brother you are? Or whose sister you are? There it will be asked, Man Rabbuka? Who is your Rabb? And Rabb, you will never come to know and you will never be able to answer if it is not in your heart. So that is why our Mashayikh says, we are the teachers of Akhirah. And the original point of the Akhirah is the Sukratul Maut. The moment we depart from this life, every teacher is preparing his students or her students. The same way our Mashayikh or Ahlullah Arifin Kamilin, they are preparing this group of people only for that very moment when they shift from this. And we do not know whether we'll be able to go out of this house or not. This is our last day or this is our last minute. Allah Himself has declared in Quran, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتْ. No one knows what he will do tomorrow. And no one knows in which land he is going to die. It is known to Allah only. And this, in front of you, I have recited the first 10 ayah of Surah Al-Muzammil. Allah is addressing His own Prophet, Rasulullah. He is not addressing an ordinary man. He is a man for whom this world is created. If Allah would have not decided to create Rasulullah, nothing could have been come into the being. This is clear cut mentioned in the hadith. So Allah is addressing to Rasulullah, Ya ayyuhal muzammilu, because he was wearing this. So addressing and then narrating all those qualities and all his business, what he is doing. And at the last, what Allah is saying in this 10 ayah, Inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila. Whole the day you are making tasbih. This tasbih is for whom? Allah. Mazkur isma rabbika wa tabattal ilayhi tabtila. And after that Allah is insisting, make the zikr of my name and cut off from the other things. And what Rasulullah was doing in Ghar Hira? Can anyone tell? Before becoming Rasulullah or announcing that I am Prophet from Allah, what years together he was used to go in the cave of Hira, there only Jibreel come. And then Jibreel, why he was used? Allah can give anything directly to him. Why it was used? Because when he came, he said to Rasulullah, Iqra. It is in Quran. And it is in Hadith, Rasulullah answered, Ana ma biqari. That I am ignorant, in other words. Because he has not gone to any madrasa, school. And this is the quality of all Anbiya. This is how it shows that whatever they are revealing, it is directly from the direction of Allah. No one should say he was a professor and he was a PhD scholar, that's why suddenly he has started saying that I am prophet. So no prophet you will find that he was a student before, or he was claiming that I am a scholar. So when second time, again he answered the same. Then third time, and he was constantly doing what? Jibreel Alaihissalam was hugging him and embracing him. So in third time he was able to say Iqra. What traveled from Jibreel Alaihissalam to his heart? This is also narrated in Quran, that this whole Quran Nazul has on the qalb of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on the heart of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So heart only can have tahammul of Quran. So what a great heart of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. Now all salasil, the four salasil of tasawwuf, are having the connection to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that heart. What is in that heart is to be carried until today. And this is already taught by Allah. The asking from Allah is also so qualitative that we don't know how to beg from Him, how to seek refuge from Him, how to seek help from Him. He Himself is teaching. The first surah is Surah Al-Fatiha. First He is teaching that you praise Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina As-Sirat Al-Mustaqim. You show me the Hidayah to the right path. Path of whom? Sirat Al-Ladhina An'amta Alayhim, Ghair Al-Maghdubi Alayhim Wa Al-Dhalin. Show me the path of those on whom you make in'am, who were rewarded, who were blessed by you. It means such people will be available until the last day. That is why Allah has asked us to seek. If they are Anbiya alone, Anbiya, definitely this is indication towards Anbiya alayhim as-salam, Rusul. Then comes to Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, then come to Tabain, then Taba Tabain. But until today, definitely some people are there. Only we have to search them. Claimants only, you will find the bogus claimers. By claimants only you will not accept. We accept on that very formula which Allah has already given in Quran. مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever is obeying Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is obeying Allah. So to follow the path of Allah, it is very important that we should learn on which path Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. Now the next comes that in the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the way we are performing zikr, it was not there. Then how we are doing now? This is accepted, the tasawwuf is there. This I narrated the hadith Ahsan yesterday. أَنْتَ عَبُدْ رَبَّكَ فَأَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. There are plenty of such proofs are there. Okay, accept it. But how about this specific way we are doing, or performing zikr? See, when the time of Rasulullah ﷺ was there, we have to understand one thing, that this thing was extracted, or this thing was transmitted only by his view. Forget about spending the time. He was such a great personality. He was so much blessed from Almighty Allah that whoever, and it is something which is about the aqidah, about the faith. This is the faith of every Muslim, that any person or any lady who has seen with his own eyes for one moment, for one second, for one minute, Rasulullah ﷺ, and he has not got, or she has not got an opportunity whole rest of the life, or either way, the person, lady or the male or the female, whoever, is blind, unable to see, but Rasulullah ﷺ has seen it. But the condition is this male or female with iman. that moment has excluded him from all the mankind except Anbiya. Nobody can meet this Sahaba radhiyallahu and think about a Sahabi who has spent only a second with Rasulullah and he is Sahabi. What he got, this all awliya Allah on the earth, face of the earth, they gather, they cannot reach to the fit of that person. And if I am not exaggerating, even to the dust of the fit of those people. Spending a moment or second, because that is life contact. Because whatever contact now is a spiritual contact. That was a contact within the life. So after a word is another story, but in his own time, people were feeling that our kafiya or our this condition or our feelings is different when we are in front of Rasulullah and it is different when we go home. This hadith is quoted in Fazail al-Amal also, that Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu is running toward masjid saying, I am munafiq. Munafiq means hypocrite. How you can be hypocrite? You are very pious. And we know you, Umar radiallahu ta'ala stopped him. How you can say that? We are evident of your iman. He says, but when I am sitting in front of Rasulullah, I have a different feeling. I feel as if I am seeing everything in front of me, Jannah and Jahannam. I fear from Jahannam and I am in love of those amal which are leading to Jannah. And when I reach my home, that condition is gone. So what is nifaq? What is hypocrisy? Means you are not having the same feeling what you are having in front of Rasulullah. Then Umar says, same is the condition with me also. Umar, then they went to Abu Bakr. First Umar, then they moved forward, they found Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr says, what are you going to do? This Fanzala is saying that, the same is the condition with me. Then three together went to Rasulullah. Then Rasulullah has answered to this query, that if the same condition remains with you, the same feeling remains with you, with what is in front of me, then Malaika will make handshake with you in your own beds. In Arabic they say musafiha. This Malaika will make musafiha with you even in your beds if this you take along with you. So this is very normal, this will change. This is why it is important, the companionship. Why we insist that we should spend some time with Ahlullah, Rijalullah, and why Maulana Rum has said, Yak zamana basobate awliya, behtar asa saal taad beria. And who doesn't know the story of Maulana Rum? Maulana Rum, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah alayh, centuries back was a great scholar and he was reading his book near a water pond, because it was very common in ancient time, and I have seen 50 years behind it was also there in the center of the masjid. There will be a small pond to make wudu and ablution. And he is sitting there and keeping his books on a desk. Then an old man came, or sheikh came, whom he was not knowing. He thought he is a villager. This was Shamsuddin Tabrizi Rahmatullah. He was a sheikh of his time, but this man was ignorant. And he decided to show him the path. Then he asked Maulana Rum, what is this? He said, with the pride of this knowledge, and because he is a great scholar of that time, he asked, "Tu nami dani." This is what you don't know. Just you mind your own business. In other words, he said. And what this Hazrat Shams Tabrizi Rahmatullah Alayh did, he threw all these books into the water pond. Oof! You can imagine. Of that time, the books were handwritten. There was no printing press. People were not learning by heart. They were keeping everything, the notes, and the books were written by them and by hand. So valuable books, and he simply threw in the water. Then he said, "Oh, you destroyed the whole wealth of my this ilm, my knowledge. You have destroyed all wealth of my knowledge. Then he smiled, he said, I was thinking that it is not in the books. Your knowledge is in the books. Then he went into this pond, this Shaykh Shamsuddin Tabrizi Rahmatullah Alayh, and started taking one by one book. Water has not touched the books. And this is not a story which is fabricated. It is in the authenticated books and taught in the madaris. If any alim is there, you can confirm from him. It's a real and true story. He started giving books to him. Each book was, water has not touched. And water has not touched him also. When he has come out, now the question was reversed. This Maulana Rum, Rahmatullah Alayh, asked Hazrat Shams Tabrizi Rahmatullah Alayh, Ya Sheikh, Ijist, what is this? Water business is to destroy the papers. Water business is to wet the clothes and wet the paper. It has not affected anything. Then he answered, E Aast Tu Namidan. The same answer replied to him. This is what you don't know. To know that, he left all these books here and just went with the Shaykh. And how many years he spent with him. When he returned from that, then he has said, which is in the phrase of the poetry, Maulvi har guz nashud maulai rum, ta gulam shams tabrizi nashud. It's an ordinary mutawwa or ordinary scholar could have not become to this great scholar which is known in the world if he doesn't become a slave of Shams Tabrizi. So this is something which is, and same if you read about this Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayh, he was so much influential that the Salateen of that time, the kings of that time, were not making any decision without his permission or without his recommendation. He was such a high level Imam. And suddenly, he decided to leave everything and left. What else one can desire? He is having so much influence and he is already running a madrasa. In search of what he went? Maybe 10 years, maybe 8 years, couple of years after he surfaced, then he wrote this book, Ahayul Ulum, which is available in Arabic, which is available in Persian, which is available in our language also. And that is the essence of this tasawwuf, this path. Because what you learn after spending time with mashayikh is very different. Then you see Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Alayh. This is also early centuries. He went with thousands of his students. This all ulama. He himself was a great alam. To whom? Shaykh Najmuddin Kubra Rahmatullah Alayh. And he refused to make bayah with him. That still you are not attaining that level. You come sometime again. And after some time, that position came and Razi Rahmatullah Alayh was rewarded. And what was the real reward? When the time, the last moment has come for Imam Razi Rahmatullah Alayh, then Shaitan has come to convince him that there is no Allah. But he was a great scholar. So he is starting to prove. 99 questions he has refuted, because Shaitan is not an ordinary person. He is Ustazul Malaika. He is the teacher of all angels of that time. You cannot defeat him by knowledge. So Allah has opened this situation to his Shaykh Najmuddin Kubra Rahmatullah, who was 1,000 miles away making wudu or ablution. So there, when he has seen that Shaitan is trying to drift this my murid away from Iman, then he said, O Razi, why don't you say that I believe in Allah without any logic? There is no logic behind it. If I want to believe in Allah, you don't give any logic for this. This all logical thinking is later. The first thing is the belief. And that time, if logics you are trying to give, no one can bring the breaking of the logic better than Shaitan. Because it is his business to drift us from Iman. When he heard this, the voice Allah has given, this voice traveling to the air, and even these books are written, from his wudu he was making this, and this few drops came on his face, and he immediately said, I believe in Allah, without any logic. And this was his last words. He died and he took his iman. Our effort is to get our iman protected from shaitan and leave this world safely. And shaitan is after us. It is running in our blood. Time to time it is narrated in Quran, وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Who is ghafil? Whose heart is not with Allah? That heart is ghafil. And which heart is with Allah? That heart is zakir. And for this, around 200 ayah are evident. Plenty of hadith are evident, and from which I have already cited one hadith in front of you. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَقَالَةٌ سَقَالَةُ الْكُمُّ بِذُكُرِ اللَّهِ. For everything, there is a cleanser. We want to wash the clothing. We have Ariel, we have Surf, we have many type of detergents. We want to wash our car, we have many detergents. We want to wash our furniture, we have many things. Same way, Allah says, everything, this Rasulullah said, everything has some cleanser, but Allah has created one cleanser for qulub, that is zikrullah. And Surah Ra'd, Allah Himself has narrated, Allazina amanu wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bi zikrillah, ala bi zikrillah tatma'innu qulub. Those people who believe in Allah, how they satisfy their hearts? They satisfy their hearts with zikrullah. Then Allah is rephrasing it, insisting on it, that listen, this is only the solution for the itminan of qalb, for the satisfaction of qalb. Only zikrullah is the solution. And zikrullah is basically correcting the niyyah, what is in the heart, you know. And one more thing very important, which what I was narrating to you, that when later on these things occurred and these hearts were not that clean, that they were be able to catch the cleanliness just by seeing the mashayikh, then it was felt the need to cleanse it. Then they have taken the examples from the hadith, and different classes have different method of cleansing. And in Naqshbandiya, it is pass and fast. Pass and fast means it is with the connection of the breath. Because breath, if you teach, you are starting to inhale and exhale in the name of Allah, then your heart will be like a pendulum striking in the name of Allah. Or if it is a pump, then it will be pumping the blood in the name of Allah. And when we start the prayer, we say, Subhanakallahumma wa hamdika wa tabarak asmuk. We make praise to Allah, then He says, your name is with barakah, with the blessings. So that blessings, when Allah names travel in the blood becomes blessed. It travels in the body becomes blessed. When it remains in the heart itself, this heart itself becomes blessed. And why it is required the morning and evening? This itself is stated in Quran. I narrated the ayah yesterday also. It is in Surah Al-Araf. وَاسْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَزَرُّعُ وَقِيفَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْعَصَرِ. That you remember Allah within yourself, and from there, here they derived what is pass and fast, that on your nafs you have to work out, and this you have to make with khifa. You should have the fear of Allah, and This should be without making the voice. Dunal jahar. And your tongue should not move. Allah Himself has given the principle in this ayah. And this has come in the Tafsir Mazhari in detail, which is written 350 years back, not written by our Mashayikh. And that too was written in Arabic, written by Qazi Sanaullah Panipati Rahmatullah Alayh in the memory of his Shaykh. That's why it's known as Tafsir Mazhari, in the name of Mazhar Ali Jana Rahmatullah Alayh. And it is quoted in Maariful Quran by Mufti Muhammad Shafi Rahmatullah Alayh also. So it is not something which we are narrating today, it is already narrated. And then it is also narrated the timing, bil ghuduwi wal asal, in the morning, in the evening. And why we do in the morning? So that until evening, our heart remain cleaned. And you see, you wear some clothing, they become catch the dirt. You wear some shoes, they catch the dirt. And you have to polish it, you have to wash it after some time. The same is the condition of the heart. Before, maybe it was difficult to understand. By the advancement of the technology, now it is very easier to understand. A mobile is catching the signals, a TV is catching the signals, any instrument which is electronic is catching the signal from the satellite, which is already available in this sky or in atmosphere. So this is affecting the heart also. It is not being transmitted to that, it is transmitted to our hearts as well. So even if you stay in a desert, if you stay in a jungle, if you are in the forest, or if you are in a town, it's all the same. Because that dirt and dust will come on the heart, and for cleaning it, you have to work in the morning, you have to work in the evening. And if time comes when regularly you keep on doing zikr, this qalb becomes nasif, this heart becomes clean. But then why we keep on continuing? Because then it becomes a practice and parcel of our life. Now if I am stopping to perform zikr, anyone newcomer or beginner will say, he himself is not doing, and he is an example of yakuluna ma tafa'un. They are not doing themselves and asking us to do. Then why should we do? So this has become part and parcel of our life. Once we start learning it and we continue it, then in the beginning, because we are not habitual, it may you feel that muscle is pulling or something is happening. This is why, because we are making it without the movement of the body. If you move the body also, like it's stated in the Quran, summa talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum ila zikrillah. So zikrullah has the effect on your jism also, on your body also. So when the movement of the body is there, then this pain will not be there. Then it will not affect your neck. And it is only by the nose. It has nothing to do with the throat. So we inhale from our nose and exhale from the nose also. And inhaling is without any extraordinary effort. And when exhaling, we are exhaling with the full force. The sound you are hearing from the people is from the exhale only. It is from not from the inhale. Inhale ordinarily, and then exhale with the force. And this force is applied on the heart itself. When we pull the name of Allah from the heart and strike with the name Hu, and continue it with the speed which comes with the time, not in a single day. If you do it regularly, morning, evening, it becomes a habit. And Allah loves أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَضْوَمُهَا إِنْ قَلَّ. This is what the meaning of hadith. Allah loves those amal which are continuous, which are not temporary, which are not like that I am doing it for 3 hours today and tomorrow I don't have 3 minutes, or maybe I will miss Fajr. And in this path, we are asked to do two more things which are very important and forgotten nowadays. That we must pray the ordinary, normal prayers, and try to wake up in tahajjud time, and try to pray few, at least 6 nawafil in awabin time after maghrib. And in addition to it, we should clear our dealings. This in our language we say it's mu'amilat. which is Mu'asharat also, means we should be honest to the people. The khulasa of the sluk is, or the brief description of this path is, sidqe maqal wa akle halal. You will be always truthful and avoid your tongue from any type of lie. And our mashayikh has advised, because we are human being and we do this mistake by talking with our friends, we exaggerate sometime to make the stories colorful. If you do by mistake, or it has happened, you come across it, go to washroom and make a gargle with the water to wash your tongue. This is the at least you do, so that every time you do, you realize that you have done this wrong, so that this tongue should stop telling lies. The second thing is akal halal, for which two type of akal, means eating halal and earning halal. So eating halal, we all know, because we are living in Australia, we lived in Gulf. Eating halal, we all are very much aware who are abroad. But we are not aware of earning halal. Earning halal means when I am on duty, I should be dutiful. Now you will say, what relation this Zikrullah has got with? It has got a great relation. Because when you are believing in the greatness of Allah, how can you do this stealing? Either from the job or from the hukuk of the people. See, hukukullah, Allah is great. If we are left, He can forgive. He can catch also, He can forgive. Yu'azibu man yasha wa yaghfiru liman yasha. It is in His hands. Either He forgives or He catches. After doing all this ibadat, Allah, He doesn't like our ibadah, doesn't accept our ibadah, He throws into hellfire. Is there anybody to ask and question Him? He is the Lord. We are in His domain. He can do whatever He wants. But what we are trying to do is just to please Him and beg His mercy, so that He should not get angry from us. And the second, but if I am making something wrong with this friend Abdul Awwal, or the friend Junaid, or with friend Abdul Samad, or with friend Sadiqi Sahib, or Asif Sahib, then they may not say anything to me today. But on the day of judgment, remember, they will be the first one to catch me. Forget about them, your own son, your own wife, your own father, your own mother. Everyone will call Nafsi, Nafsi. They are looking after themselves. They are not going to forgive you. When they are not going to forgive you, please forgive yourself. Please be kind to yourself. Don't take the money from the people which you don't want to return. Our mashayikh says, if your earning is 100 rupees, borrow 50 rupees so that you'll be able to return. My earning is 1000 because my face is good looking, because I'm praying, I'm making zikrullah, I will demand 100,000. And this man is a good man, I give him 100,000 and he will turn his back and he will never come to me. And I am telling you my practical experience, because I have spent 38 years of my life working overseas only. My friends who took money from me, they never returned. My relatives who took money from me, they never returned. And the people who were praying with me 5 times, they never returned. Okay, I forgive them in the name of Allah. I am not going to ask for it. Allah may forgive me. But do you think if I have to give some money for somebody, He will forgive me? I can forgive if I have to take some money from you. But if I have to give you some money, will you forgive me? No. That time only deeds will be the solution. The currency of judgment day is the deeds. The first thing, if I have to give back you the loan and you are demanding on the day of judgment, the first thing what will happen, my hasanat, my good deeds will be given to you in reward. Because I am unable to give, this is a currency, and still you are not satisfied, because you are not getting what you want, you know. Because if you are successful to get the path to Jannah, you may forgive, but you are already in trouble. Then Allah will ask, what else you desire? Give my sayyat to Him, give my bad deeds to Him. This is all quoted in hadith. So this, our mashayikh are always, in mostly in their most of the speeches, trying to remind us this. It's most in especially in Pakistan, in India, in Bangladesh, the type of people we are, we don't pay to our female members. If I am died, my son will not care for my daughter. If my father is died, I will not care for my sister. I will not care for my mother. I may be doing it as an exception, but majority of us, they are not aware. They say this is all wealth is mine. And this is, because they are poor. The sisters, daughters, mothers, wives, they cannot claim. Because ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa. We meant from understood the meaning from this that we should eat and rob of whatever the right of female members. We are not aware of it. So they try to wake you up. Please remember, do it now. Otherwise you will be in great loss. And moreover, you learn something and try to execute in the house and declare, I am a great waliullah because I have gone to this majlis, I was spending this time. No, my dear. More, my dear. You should be more compassionate. You should be more polite. You should be more ordinary. Because this is a path where we should be more down to earth. Zikrullah doesn't mean that you are flying in the air. Zikrullah means you remain here. And your spirit should rise. And why this spirit is educated? To keep you in the practice of preparation of that moment. Because in that moment, if we are doing the amal on our body, we are feeding it like we have fed with the dinner, before fed with the lunch, then before the fruit, in between tea and nuts, and lot of things we took to strengthen our body. To strengthen our ruh, we are doing something, we are praying, we are reciting Quran. But this all is giving a strength to ruh. But this strength to ruh which is coming with zikrullah, it is unbelievable. Because it is the strength to ruh is to that extent with this all amal, that some shine will start coming to the ruh. But this will not give you the capability of leaving this body and traveling up. And this is not unique with Muslims. If you meet some Hindus, you meet some Christians, you meet some Buddhists, this meditation is there. This is about 1985, one Hindu convert was there who started doing zikr with us. He said that I wonder that I spent years together being Hindu doing this meditation. It's 2.5 hours. We were doing the meditation and our yogi is trying his level best and special postures that you don't move and this and that. And then this soul will start leaving the body and you will watch very gradual. In 2.5 hours, hardly it is above the Mumbai. And here in this path, he himself was telling, because he was observing when he was Hindu. So that tapasya, what we call in Hindi, or what hard work he did in English, we will say, in his when he was not in this religion, that also pays him off, because his cleanliness was still there. When he got Imam, it shined. So he says, when you and we are performing zikr, then this ruh is traveling like a rocket check. It will leave the body just like that and start traveling toward the sky. Like you fill the gas in some balloon and leave it, it will go. And the other balloon, which you are filling yourself, it will stay here itself. So this is the difference. The zikrullah is having it doesn't mean that other people who are working hard in other religions, their soul is not getting affected. It is getting affected. There are a lot of examples for them. But they will not be rewarded for it because they are not having iman. People are there, in Jewish there, Christians there, Hindus there, Buddhists there. I went to Singapore while coming to Australia one time in 2012. I found that one meditation room is there. It is open invitation to anybody that who want to meditate, you come here. This meditation itself is a very great method of earning in all Europe, all America, because people are in search of the peace. This brings them the peace. But we are not doing it for that purpose what they are doing. We are doing to get the peace of the heart. Allah bizikri Allah tatmain gulub, this itminan. This is something different than that peace. This is the satisfaction, the inner satisfaction. This starts from here, and this, when it starts, it shines. You cannot dare to absolve the right of any person. It is not possible for you. It is not possible for me, because I will be always fearing. This is what desired. When fear comes, fear of Allah comes. See, in this worldly matters, we see, we want to drink water. Which glass you will prefer? Which is clean or which is dirty? Definitely clean water. You want to take tea, you want to take milk, you want a clean utensil to use. You want a clean cup, you want a clean glass, you want a clean pot to pour the clean water or clean milk or clean tea. But now we want the name of Allah to enter into our heart. Will it enter if it is not clean? No. We have to clean it first. When we clean, then only it will stay there. We don't clean, it will not. It's a simple rule. Just to understand, the heart also requires the cleanliness. And this cleanliness is multiple ways. With amal also and with darabat also. So this way is the spiritual way, and that is the Sharia way, that we have to pray also 5 times. Nobody can come and say, no, 5 times we make 4 times. No, impossible. You have to do more. Like what is said in the hadith, taqarrabur Allah, the closeness to Allah is obtained or attained by nawafil, by making this more sunnah. So same is here. What our mashayikh is saying, they are binding us to make more tasbihat. When anyone is going to make bayah, what they are asking? They are asking, you send me this money. They say, you make mandatory for yourself to make 100 times istighfar at least, 100 times durood ila Rasulullah at least, and then 5 tasbih la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah ila aliyyil azim at least. This is the askar lisani they are binding. And then you should not make any negligence in praying, in fasting, in paying zakah, or giving the haqooq of the other people. And these rights of the other people are the foremost and very important. Either it is for your neighbors, or it is for your relatives, or it is for your companions. And this is having many types. Maybe your neighbor is a non-Muslim. Still he has some right on you, because he is your neighbor. And if he is Muslim, he is having 2 rights, because he is Muslim also. One right from Islam and one right from his neighborhood. And again, if he is your relative, maybe his brother, sister or close relative, then he has 3 rights on you. And if these 3 people are living separately, then these 3 you have to meet. And by doing this, what happens, we start recognizing rights. And if we recognize rights in this world, in this life of 60, 70 years, on which the unlimited, infinite life is based, then it is better. Or we come to know when already we passed away from this life. Then we are at point of no return. As Brother Sharif asked yesterday, that in Jahannam, this Ahlun Nar say, that you give us the chance before, you give us chance once more. Why they are not given chance more? Because Allah already took the promise from all arwah. Alastu bi rabbikum qalu bala. But why we are not remembering it? Because we have not worked on our qulub. We have not worked on our hearts. So memorizing is not there. This Bayezid Bastami Lahmad, one of the renowned Sufia, he says, I remember this Yom Alast until today, that when I make the promise to Allah and I said bala. But that height is also needed, you know. The same way when Jibreel alayhi salam has come to teach to Rasulullah about deen, and when he left, then Rasulullah told that it was Jibreel alayhi salam. First question he asked, mal iman, what is iman? Rasulullah has recited this shahada. Then what is mal Islam? He has defined 5 pillars of Islam. Then he said, Mal Ehsan. Then Jibreel Islam said, Anta, then Rasulullah Sassan answered to Jibreel Islam, Anta abud rabbaka ka annaka tarahu fa illam takun tarahu fa innahu yarak. You pray to Almighty Allah in a manner that you are seeing Him. See, who can have that? Maybe by a Z type people. Then this is not possible for ordinary people. Then the, in second phrase immediately what is told, فَإِلَّمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. If you are unable to see, it is very definite and it is believable for everyone that Allah is seeing us. If I go to office and I know my boss is seeing me, if I am working under a king, I know king is seeing me, if I am working under one prime minister and I know prime minister is seeing me, my performance will be different. The same way, when we run on this path, we create this belief in ourselves that Allah is always seeing us. When this belief comes, then we become an honest servant. If we are working in the public servant position, we become honest businessmen. If we are working in the business, we become an honest husband to our wives. We are becoming honest fathers to our children. We become honest in each and everything. We do everything just because the fear of Allah comes. And this is what narrated in Ahadith also and in Quran also. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّةً. Whoever feared from Allah, he has two paradises, not only one. And there is a meaning of Hadith that I, which has wept with the fear of Allah, Allah will not throw it into the hell of fire. And this Mashaykh has written this Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi about Latifatul Qalb, which is the first Latifa we do, that it is possible to see into the eyes of Shams, in the eyes of the sun, but it is impossible to see into the eyes of the Mumin Qalb. It is so much shining. As you see, it is impossible to see the sun with naked eye. Who can bear to see the with open eye? Then if it is impossible to see the sun, it is more impossible to see the qalb of the moment. It is so clean and so shining. And other mashayikh has written, either Allah will gift you, reward you, latifatul qalb, until your death and you will be forgiven. Or if He doesn't want to forgive you, He will snatch this latifa in this life. Because if your name of the Allah is inside the qalb, it is not the sunnatullah that Allah will throw in the hellfire. Allah. It's not His sunnah. وَلَنْ تَجِدْ لَسُنَّةَ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. And Allah does not change His sunnah. First and foremost is to protect this iman. And what we are trying is that how in this atmosphere, and now it is no exception, Australia or Nigeria or England or Pakistan or Bangladesh, all the same, because internet has made it a global city. Whatever is happening here is known to everyone in America. What is happening in America, everyone is knowing in Pakistan, India also. The things have become so close. So this all dust and all dirt has traveled to our countries as well. I worked in UAE for a long time and I observed the change. The change is like that, either as if you are working in Europe or Australia, as the same way you are working in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. Nightclubs are there, dancers are there. What is not there? And I don't want to use the word what else is there. Whatever you could imagine that is possible is available, and these are all Muslim countries. Because Shaitan is not free. Shaitan is on its own job. It is on own task. When Shaitan is doing its own task, Allah has not given us any task. We don't bother about others, at least bother about yourself. Because if you bother about yourself, it is also having an impact. It cannot happen that you shine your heart and you stay alone here. It will not have the effect on Canberra. Definitely it will have the effect. Because when a khaimah is there, when a tent is there, it is having few nails only. which is holding this khaima. The same way, this whole sky is like a khaima or like a tent. It is held by the nails of those people who are making zikrullah on this earth. They are saving this face of the earth. So you don't want to be savior? If Allah is blessing you, and moreover, this is a great gift. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. First He inserts His love into our heart, in resultant we love Him. It is not we are loving Him by ourselves. So this is a reward from Allah given to us. So we must be thankful to Him. And this is only the ni'mah for which Allah has said in Quran, فَاسْكُرُونِي أَسْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. For anything else Allah has not said. And it is very much instant. This is instant cash. It is not delayed. You remember me now, I remember you now. فَاسْكُرُونِي أَسْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُولِي. And when this ni'mah comes, it's a great name. It's a great blessing. When it comes, thankful to me. Be thankful to me. وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. You should not be from those people who are in state of denial. And when you do this, la in shakartum la azidannakum. When you make thanking to me, I will increase. Allah has given us this task. Allah has not given this task when you do this job and do that job. And you yourself can observe whatever effort we are doing, in result, happening only what Allah desires. You will see sometime you are making all exercise is futile. Suddenly I am trying for this job and that job. Another job has fallen into my lap, which I was not even imagining. Because Allah has already destined for me. But our belief to the destiny is not there. Our belief is there, if I take Panadol, it will give me Shifa. See, taking Panadol is not disallowed. But believing Panadol will remove my headache is disallowed. The same way, earning bread is not disallowed. Doing job is not disallowed. But thinking that if this job only is giving me the risk, is not allowed. Because it's a shirk to Allah. Huwa khairur raziqin. He is only and only one who provides us the risk. And this is with Him. He has created the mankind, and no one will go from this world until He takes the last bread or last drop of the water what is destined for Him. Written for Him. So what for we are running here and there? Because Allah has already decided what is to be given. And Allah has already decided what is said in Surah Al-Mulk, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسُنَ عَمَلًا. First Allah has created the death, then Allah has created the life. Death is already written for everyone, whether he is old or is gold, whether he is few years old or whether he is 100 years old. It is known to Allah only when he will die. And it's already pre-decided. And for that much life, what he will earn and what he will eat, sometime you see, you are earning a lot, but you are unable to eat anything. There are people you will find who are having the immunity. They cannot take this milk, they cannot take banana, they cannot take this, they cannot take that. Like our friend Hisham, and also some examples with our friend Asasad. And there are people who don't have the taste. And this, for the taste, our Mashaykh says, for the responsibility of taste, our tongue is maybe 2 inches or 6 inches maximum. When it goes into the throat, your throat doesn't know what is the taste. Your stomach doesn't know what is the taste. Your hand doesn't know what is the taste. Your eyes don't know what is the taste. So this taste is only on this few inches. But what said Allah? Kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. And this mouth taste is from each part of the body, each hair of the body. It is from nail to toe, from head to toe. The roux will be pulled from the body, and when it is pulled, every part will feel how it is, the roux is being removed. And when it is habitual of meeting Zikrullah, this passage will become easier. Because it is habitual of leaving the body. But when it is involved in only worldly matters, It has nothing to do with the spiritual diet. He is not in habit of praying, he is not in habit of making tasbihat, he is not in habit of making zikrullah. Then what will happen? This spirit is more attached to the body. It is not ready to leave it. And whatever amal we are doing on this body, this ruh is getting rewarded for that. And in return, when we reach in barzakh, this ruh is having an attachment to this body. That is why anbiya, siddiqeen, washuhada, this is an hadith mubarak, that this earth cannot eat their body. I quoted yesterday the teacher of Siddiq. He was not a Sufi, he was not a great saint. He was an ordinary teacher of Quran. A few years back he died, and 2 years after there was a big flood in our town. His grave got dipped in the water. Then they were forced to remove the coffin. His coffin was unaffected after 2 years. No dust. And his face was glowing. And he was only half a scholar. Till my childhood, until his death, I have seen he was one of the muttaqi persons. He never accepted any charity from anybody. He was not accepting any hadaya from me, because you are teacher of my son. He was such a self-contained person. He taught Quran only whole life, and Allah has rewarded him. And you think the person who is trying to save himself from haram, Allah will not reward him. Allah will definitely reward him. But there should be a yaqeen in the heart. A faith should be there. And this strength, faith gets strengthened only by this. This is the method which is strengthening the faith. In the old time, this general atmosphere was good. We were being respected in our region, in our towns, that we are the sons of the honest people. Today we are respected, we are wealthy people. We are not respected because we are honest. We are respected, we have two cars, we have two villas, my son is in Australia, my daughter is in Australia. This is the matter of pride for the people. Maybe it is not matter of pride for me, but they respect me because of this. That they think if they ask me something, I can give. So for that very reason, it was not in the past. So in the past, to save iman, maybe slightly easier it was. Because in general, there was a respect for the people who were having iman or who were honest. But now there is more respect for dishonest people. Who cares? My neighbor in Islamabad doesn't know who am I. And I don't know who is. If you ask him, he will feel bad. Why are you asking me? He never asked me where I am working. Because he is in his own kingdom, he thinks he is a big man. I am telling the story of my own country. Forget about these other countries. So how to save your iman in this condition where the people are not knowing you, they are not trying to know you. So you have to know yourself. How to save yourself in such an atmosphere where everyone is selfish. Right from top to bottom, if any relative is meeting you, he is meeting you with some need. If he doesn't meet his need, he is not ready to meet you. If he asks you, give me something, you give him, he is happy. If you don't give him, he is not happy. This is a merit now. And it's not the story of me alone. All of you have experienced the same thing. And we don't say that don't help people. Okay, keep giving. Allah make us in the giving, because there is a hadith. The person, giving person is better than the receiving person. Allah likes that you keep on giving. That is good. But people are respecting you because you give. If you don't give, they don't respect you. Suppose the day comes, you are unable to give. So this is a very difficult time, very difficult time. And day by day, this time is going to become more difficult. And it is important, wherever we live, so there's nobody is going to inquire which time you do, what time you do. It is for yourself. It is for your skin. It is for my skin. It is for myself. It is for my betterment. It is for myself. If more I do, more I get rewarded. If I am able to communicate to you, it is minallah. If I am unable to communicate to you, it is from me. because I don't have the manners, or I don't have that education, I don't have that much knowledge. But if I succeeded to convey the message what I got from our elders, then this is min Allah. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم.